Vinny Gargano Station. 97.5. The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef facing me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. What did people have to talk about before this Fultz thing hit today? Maybe football. Maybe Andy Reid. Oh, let's go, Andy. Win a Super Bowl. I don't get it. Let's go sound off.
Barkel, you are a loser, dude. Your shoulder hurts, so you can't go to Brett Brown or your GM or your team doctor just to go crying to your agent. You'll go down as the biggest bust in NBA history. You are a loser. The capital L. Don't show your face in Philly again, because we'll boo you. And guess what? You'll probably go crying to your agent about that too, you loser.
Wow. I know that was all necessary, but here's the only thing that can save him, I think, at this point with this fan base. Surgery. I think that's the only thing that can save the kid.
Yeah.
I think Markelle Fultz will go down as the worst draft pick in all of Philadelphia sports history. He's actually giving you worse than nothing by being a detriment to this team. What a bum. He will absolutely go down as the biggest mistake in Philadelphia sports history. And if you're listening to this, Markelle, go away. We don't want you here.
He's given the Sixers a little something, so he won't be the worst ever if he doesn't play another game, because there probably have been, you know, like, I would think Okafor has him beat. I think, like, Philly's high draft pick who never got past single A would have him beat. You know, you have to go through the history.
After what I saw last night, the way Jimmy Butler and Ben and Embiid play together, this looks like a pretty good core of players. Hopefully, Jimmy's going to want to re-sign, and that's what we need to see on this team. I think this can be a formidable team in the East, because if you realize, Boston is not playing that well right now. The Sixers can be the best team in the East.
Sixers need at least one more player off the bench for me to say that they can win the East.
What you saw last night, that's my problem with the Eagles. Everybody scores. Getting 30 points in this NFL is like waking up in the morning. The Eagles get 7. They give up 48. They only score 7.
Yeah, scoring is up, but those two teams were ridiculous last night. You know, I know there were a couple defensive plays made in that game last night, but for the most part, it's just zoom up the field. They have so many weapons, and you know, their offensive lines are decent, and you know, that's what a really good offense looks like. And if you're a fan of those teams, that's fun.
I've seen a lot of number one draft picks in the NBA. Some of them turned out to be great players. A couple of them have turned out to be busts. But I don't know what the hell is going on with Markelle Fultz. What is Fultz doing? What are the Sixers doing with this kid? Is his mind that shot? Maybe he needs NBA therapy.
Well, they are being held hostage now. There's no question. The Sixers are being held hostage by this whole situation. And the rules of the Player Association permit this. So it seems peculiar that an agent could possibly have more power than the actual employer. But in this case, it looks like he does.
Wentz looks scared out there. I'm not scared. He just don't look right. Something's wrong. I don't think he's hurt. I just think he's pushing too much. He wants to do what Foles did last year and bring it to chance, but he's pressing too much. But all the weapons we have on offense, we should have scored more than 7 points on that team.
Yeah, it's all right. They won the game last night. You know, they came out and took that team lightly. Oh, he's talking about the Eagles. Oh, I'm sorry. I lost my focus. The Eagles don't have any weapons, man. Come on, bro. Where are the weapons that the Eagles have? They've been unable to put Golden Tate into any kind of a scenario where he can help, and that's on the coach. It's on the head coach. You know, I know we want to blame this Groh dude. The head coach has the hammer.
Wow. After watching the Rams last night, number one is starting to look like number one, and number two is looking a lot more like number two. I think the Rams got it right.
I don't know. I asked Tyrone, would you trade Wentz for Goff? He says no.
Not even close.
You like Wentz better than Goff?
By a lot.
Why?
Because he's a better thrower, more mobile, even post-knee injury, more mobile, a little bit bigger, and even though he's down on third down this year, he's a better third down quarterback than Goff. Mm-hmm. They don't ever get third downs because look at all those weapons. Give Carson Wentz that running back and those receivers and that line, and he put up crazy numbers.
Okay. By the way, who's the worst draft pick? It is Markelle Fultz or is it Danny Watkins?
If Fultz never,
I got to throw him in there.
Does Fultz ever play again?
Fultz or Okafor? Yeah, Fultz never plays here.
Watkins, he's worse because he literally fought a fire before a game. Literally, like in real life. So, he's worse. Fultz tried.
Yeah.
He's fought a fire.
Now, Mike Rowe, when you come out and say that you're unable to incorporate Golden Tate into your offense, Demaryius Thomas and Amari Cooper come in, they can play 75% of the snaps the next week. It's been 3 weeks now, and you still can't get them into the offense. That means there's something wrong with you, the offensive coordinator.
It's Groh, you're
way over your head.
So apparently it's not Doug Peterson, who is seeing how he's getting them involved in the offense. To me, the head coach always has the final say on stuff. Right? He sees the game plan. He sees how they're trying to get him in. And if he doesn't like it, then change it.
That was a horrible performance by Carson Wentz. Hopefully he won't turn into another Bobby Horn. Little fun fact real quick. Five had seven comeback victories in the first three seasons that he played for the Eagles. Carson Wentz only has one. What do that tell you? Five will always love him.
Tell me, anything right now. I mean, McNabb is obviously a better quarterback right now. We thought that Wentz would eclipse him. This year is one of those years. So we have to continue to judge him next year. Hopefully, they can come back with a team that can contend. Because right now, I'm looking at it, it looks like they may be a little bare-boned.
I'm disappointed in the team. But I'm even more disappointed in these callers. You know what Philly fans are? Jimmy Rollins was right. They are some of the biggest bandwagon fans that you will find in sports. These people have jumped off board, especially with the quarterback, quicker than anything I've ever seen. It's an absolute disgrace.
Well, what do you expect them to go around town and wave parasols? Like, well, it's a bad situation right now. What do you mean they're great? They're supposed to be demanding every year, and they haven't bailed out on the quarterback. Some people are idiots and are bringing Foles into the picture again. But come on, close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today on Sound
Off. Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.